Honorable members, my respectful chairperson, the house chairperson of the SOC, Mamadata, the chief whip of the SOC, Mamkanambi, researchers present, the auditor general and the deputy auditor general and officials from the office. Officials of our respective office, myself and we want to welcome you and thank you for honoring this meeting. We met early in the morning with the AG around 8 o'clock for them to take us as the co-chairs into the processes. And we were checking the attendance from time to time, whether people were there, but they really took the round. By that time, there was still not a single honorable member present at around 10 past quarter past 8, because the meeting was supposed to start at 8:30.
No,
it's not true.
No, it's not true.
There's a new statement that went out to say there's a request from the office of the auditor.
No, quarter past 8, we're here. Not
true. We received the special lady at half past 8. 10 past 8, there were no people. I didn't say half past 8, the honorable.
Quarter past 8 were here.
No, half past 8, I was not known. At half past 8, well before here, there were honorable members present, and they said there were about 25 people. Majority of them are researchers and very few chairpersons at half past 8. That one is the correct information. So, having looked at the state of affairs, we are going to propose that we rather postpone the meeting. Unfortunately, the Friday effect again. We will be meeting with the respective chief office to report the state of affairs about the culture of working on Friday as a problematic element. We even informed the AG that if they can do an analysis of what an honorable member of parliament spends per week in parliament, it will not be a very good fair picture to the nation. Because that those members who arrive on Tuesday, because obviously they've got committee meetings, but the Wednesday committee members arrive on Wednesday, they are not even here on Tuesday. Then on Thursday after the caucus, then there's a lot of disappearance. And as a result, several times that the NA could not pass the bill because of the number in the house on a Thursday. So Thursday is now becoming a problem in the afternoon, even to form a quorum. So if you were to do an audit, you'll find that an honorable member spent 1 day or 1.5 hour, so many hours. I don't refer to chairperson, because chairperson, you are champions, you must lead, you must read, you must prepare. But your members, that are members of your committees in particular, you'll find that that is indeed the culture that has set itself in. And obviously, when you categorize an ordinary member, you'll find that there are quite a number of them that spend less time in parliament. So Friday, committees that succeed is COPA, it's finance, it's appropriation, except those that have legislation. Indeed, there's a lot of dedication towards legislation processing. So committees with legislation have done well, I must say. So what we are proposing is that we postpone this meeting so that we have an honorable, well attended meeting on Wednesday. We'll report it and request the chief office that request those chairpersons that meet usually on Wednesday to ask them to finish their meeting by 11 o'clock on Wednesday, whatever meeting that they have. We then convene this meeting at 11 o'clock on both houses, and we then extend to include the whips of committees and the whips of other parties and then the researchers, that we then agree, having communicated with the chairs that meets on Wednesday, that wrap up their program to end at 11 o'clock. They can even start meeting at our first date on Wednesday. At least by that time, everybody has arrived in Cape Town. Then we finish at 11, and 11 o'clock we all congregate here. We meet over lunch also, it will be a working lunch. People just have meals and come in, continue meeting while eating. We'll maximally have 3.5 hours from 11 o'clock until after 2. The house starts at 3 o'clock with the deputy president answering questions. So after 2 we finish the meeting. You have 30 minutes of stretching and then you have eaten, and then you go to the house. So that is the proposal we are making in terms of really not proceeding. And then if it's agreeable, and then we will then go. Because the attendants who confirmed in the NA, 5 people do IT more than 5 years. And the apologies, the longest that we want to count, of people who said we will not make it to for this meeting. So they will not be coming, they are not coming. Honorable Joyce and so forth, and government.
Okay, thanks, Chair. I just want to indicate that, we are really appealing that the Wednesday has already been, accommodated for our committee, which is, we cannot cancel by now. It's a very tight program. We appeal that we make it in half past 12, so that the committee, the work that was already there, we can cancel now. And we've got very tight programs due to even the fact that the house is going to arrive quite early. Please, we don't disturb the Wednesday. That's my appeal.
And we are not proposing cancelling meetings, but starting at 8:30, finishing around 11, but as you appeal, we'll have to accommodate that. But we are not saying cancelling meetings. Meetings should proceed, but start early at 8:30, and then to have more extra time or whatever. But then see if you cannot finish around 11 o'clock, and there will be a few exceptions, obviously, which will be indicated by the chair, but yes, we'll be able, or those chairs that say, please, maybe up to 12 o'clock, will indicate, and then so that we have a few exceptions, probably. Gumeta.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, and good morning to the we really appreciate what you say. We understand. And I think that we also understand, as you explained, how on Friday we normally we have our attendance on Friday. But I think that for all the people who are here, they have sacrificed a lot of things that people could have done. There are costs that are involved for people to bring them here today to come and postpone the meeting because other people are not here. For instance, the colleague there does indicate that at this time of the year, our times are committed, most of us. And for those of us now who are here, we should have perhaps joined those who left here on Thursday to leave, but decided so it's important to come here. I think I just not regard it as a kind of personality to say now, because other people are here. We appreciate that the majority of the people are here. But those of us that are here, we have sacrificed, we have taken trouble to come here. I don't think that we should postpone the meeting because other people are not here. I don't think that we should be doing that. I think that we should continue. You will find another time with the Office of the Auditor General to ensure that this message does it is extended to others. But for me, I propose today that we continue with the meeting as planned, and that is my proposal.
Merger, and then after committee, then Martins, and then the chief of the SOP.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Firstly, let me apologize for coming late, but I think it was important.
And secondly, Honorable Chair, I think there are a number of chairpersons that are in China that have not come back as well. So if you factor that in, you could be quite a number of chairpersons.
Honorable Martin? Chairperson, in your opening address, you made a number of pertinent points, but my view would have been that it is not correct to burden the Auditor General's office with the responsibilities or the challenges that Parliament faces. All political parties have got caucuses, they've got whip. People should do their duties. So that the issues that you raise, they need to be discussed, given the requisite serious attention by the respective caucuses. But it cannot be correct to expect the Auditor General's office to be turned into a precinct. So those issues, our issues should be our issues, how we interact with the Auditor General's office is a different matter. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, from the MCOP side, that's what you're saying, there are committees that are meeting right now. So it affects about four or five chairpersons already. But I want to disagree with Honorable Sokomi. Because they say you can't have this view. This is just a handful of chairpersons. And I don't think this was expected. Leave alone the fact that those committees that I'm here from outside are dealing with legislation. And I personally spoke to them to say, yes, they must go to their committee meetings because those are such crucial and fixed matters. I want to plead with Honorable Muloi that at least they make 12 o'clock, at least, so that the meeting really continues on Wednesday. And of course, the two of you will be responsible for coordinating, but I think what should then happen, particularly from the party side now, is that you must rope in the chief's office to make sure that each person is here. And in fact, those who are not here, except those who understand are in China. We understand there was an official visit by the speaker to China, and those who are in committees, every other person must say why you're not here. And I think we would rather party level begin to discuss this thing. Then why we can't discuss them here. This is not our caucus, it's our caucus venue. So I think we should really speak to members. Because you see, unfortunately, Parliament tells us that you work from Tuesday to Thursday only. But I agree, let's postpone. And of course, you must also apologize to the one who is organized.
Then can we have, we are no longer, we are discussing postponement or not postponement, and I think we should no longer open up the issue long. But let me allow the last two hands, Godfrey and Mama, we'll do them, Comrade Dao will come in, and then we'll take a decision based on the motion.
Comrade Chair, this meeting does not need a cobra. We've got over 10 chairpersons here, and I don't know how the other issues come into play now. There is no harm in continuing. We are here. Let's proceed. If you need to have any further engagement with others who are not here, let's do that. I mean, we can't just come here. It's not five chairpersons here. It's more than 10 chairpersons who are here. How many do you need? Because we are here to proceed with the meeting.
Ma'am.
There are three committees that I did not hear you mentioning. There's Auditor General, Standing Committee on Auditor General, Constitutional Review, and Private Members. You never mentioned those three yet. You gave those three as laws on a Friday. Over and above, I would like to If we are saying we are continuing with the mixing, having so many capacities who are not here, are we saying we'll again invite Auditor General to come again? The standing committee has so many meetings to continue with the standing committee on Auditor General. I don't know whether there will be in a position to do that. Third one, I'd like to know, on Wednesday, you are talking about inviting the Whip. Why were not that invited today? Because I'm here as a Whip of the Auditor General, because the Auditor General is here. Not because I'm a secretary, no, I'm a Whip. Why were not invited?
Well, let me give you the responses and allow Tao to come in. I agree with those who said that probably I was out of order by bringing the issue that is supposed to belong to caucuses of various parties, which will follow it up, will still raise the issues, and then attention the matter to those with parties and including the respective caucuses. And then also to apologize to the chairperson that really made an effort of responding and then being present here today to say, we apologize that this is the state of affairs that affects me, it affected you also. So we are also affected by the environment. We could have been somewhere else, like other people, but because of the sacrifice and the love of our job, we are all here together. But unfortunately, the number is not really an honorable number for the Auditor General to put it. It will be really undermining of that particular office. With all the staff members present here, you can see they are a sizable number themselves on my left, just to come in at less than 18 chairs. Because when we do the head count, it's 10 from NA and 4 from the NCOP, only 14 chairs over here. And really, we have 51 chairpersons of committees in Parliament General, joint portfolio and standing committees. Yes, the apology of those who are in China and those who are having meetings is noted. Could we really agree to postpone? And if we agree, the issue of 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock was the issue remaining, but Tao wants to make a proposal that why don't we start the meeting at 5 and finish at 9 on Wednesday? So that when the deputy president finishes the answer of questions at 5 o'clock, we all migrate to the center. Provision of resources as articulated in another meeting will be done when we want to bring the culture of working 9 to 10 on Tuesday, 9 to 10, 5 to 10 on Tuesday, and 5 to 10 on Wednesday, where the need arises from time to time. When we do the legislation on any business of the committee, we will now be in that leverage and liberty to get into. So can we then say, Chair, let's start next week on Wednesday, but you want to motivate it?
No, you see the problem of caucusing, and then the next thing, your code, and things are up. He has already put what I wanted to say around the question of 5 o'clock. Not to, in order to avoid a situation where we're going to interfere with the already scheduled program or committee meeting. So that was the understanding and the proposal I wanted to make. And of course, taking note of Comrade Sokoni and Comrade Godfrey's input, because they argue like the economy, the question of the opportunity cost. So I think Comrade August and Comrade, we are, and my sense is that we are all agreed. And the question of 5 o'clock would give us even more time. We won't be in a hurry to rush for the house and so forth. We'll be able to exhaust the report as presented by the Office of the AG. Maybe just to allay that fear of the attitude of the Office of the AG, the reason why we came in
a bit after the scheduled 8:30. It's precisely because of this day. So we have already lobbied the AG on the possibility of a postponement and his availability. And the spirit that we got from him is that he's committed to avail himself on Wednesday. So it wouldn't be of any problem to have the AG on Wednesday. Thank you. All right. General postponement agreed. What time do you agree? 12 or 5? 5 o'clock. Okay. So the meeting will therefore duly be postponed and we will meet on Wednesday. 5 o'clock. 17 hours.